right, boys and girls, here we go. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. How's it going? It's Dave. It's Thursday, November 7th, and this is what you have to look forward to. Someone broke into IKEA for YouTube fame and fortune. Unfortunately for them, it garnered something else. James Dean, have you heard of him? If you're a millennial, maybe not. Well, you will be, thanks to the power of CGI. There was a renegade in song stories today. We handed out Elton John tickets, another vacation to Universal Orlando. But you're not going to hear that here. You got to tune in live to win those. Instead, I'll play you Dave Landau, comedian Dave Landau. He made his show debut today in studio. Actually, you know what? I lied. I will play you the Elton John ticket giveaway, because it was a mighty impressive math equation that scored our lucky winner those tickets. So have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Wasn't it just yesterday I was talking about how you have to remember that the World Wide Web is worldwide. Whatever you post there,
it's a theme.
It's a theme
for the show.
Yeah,
really.
It really is. Well, check out this guy. Some guy who claims that he is a YouTube star. Mm-hmm. His name is Max Lee. He decided that he would sneak into a IKEA store and try to stay there until the place closed, so he'd be there after hours, and then did a video of him running around the store and jumping on the beds.
It's a fun prank.
Right, yeah. And then he decided to, pretend to bop his baloney at one of the computers there. Right. And so
why'd you have to go there, bro? It was good enough. Why'd you do that?
Right. And he ran around the store naked at one point. Right. And then, took the video, posted it up on YouTube, where they decided that, you know what, we call this, you call it, video, we call it evidence, right? And they found him, they arrested him for indecent conduct and unlawful entry.
Oh my God.
But he has 200,000 more subscribers now, John, so it's a win.
That's it. You know what's the weirdest thing about this story? One is it happened in IKEA, and the other is it was the IKEA in Taiwan.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
There's a Vietnam War action movie in development called Finding Jack, and you won't believe who landed the lead role.
Scarlett Johansson.
No. It's a man. It's a man in this case.
Ah, my infant son, Jack.
No, not our infant son, Jack.
It was fate.
No. It's James Dean.
What?
Not the porn star James Dean.
Oh my God, that wasn't even what I was thinking, but all right.
Right. Or the sausage, speaking of porn stars, or the sausage maker James Dean.
Jimmy Dean.
No, wait. No, it's Rebel Without a Cause James Dean.
They find
been
some
dead
old footage?
He died
in 1955 when he was 24 years old.
Right.
All right. He'll appear in a full body CGI.
Oh, I was going to say, how are
creepy.
They going to get him to act?
I got to tell you, I mean, I'm not keen on this. When they did it with what's her face in Star Wars, right?
Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher.
I bought it.
Not the first time. The second time it was, you could buy it. The first time it was like, that's creepy.
Yeah, you're right.
And it just never really looks right. You know, and
this is going to be a whole movie, though. Like, he's the lead.
He's the lead character.
Wow.
All right. And the movie already has permission from the company already has permission from his family.
Dig him up.
Some other actor will provide his voice because nobody remembers what the hell he sounded like.
Dude, this is like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah, it is.
This kind of technology.
It is. And lo and behold, Hollywood is a little upset with this. Elijah Wood and Chris Evans have already spoken out on it. A lot of people are going to be coming forward. We don't want dead cartoons taking our roles.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DiBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by a better financial plan. Looking for double-digit returns? Look no further. A better financial plan. .com. A Renegade is a song with a dark lyrical subject matter, but it could have been even a hell of a lot darker. Right? The songwriter, Tommy Shaw, he will explain.
It started out kind of dark because I was really into Alan Parsons in those days. That dark thing with the triads. You know how the opening is with just the three voices? I was kind of like picturing doing it like that all through the verses. Fortunately, the other guys knocked me upside in the head and they were, don't do that. Raise the energy. Hello, we're a rock band. And that's how it happened.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
Joining us now, this gentleman will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight for one show and then two shows tomorrow and Saturday. Tickets are available at heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. A man, the first time in the studio with us, a man with, I'm going to call it some radio experience because you're on satellite radio. Right,
and I'm sort of,
yeah, sort. It's like sort of radio experience. All right. Dave Landau is here. Good morning,
good
sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you coming in. Now you're originally from Detroit.
Yes, I grew up in Detroit, and now I live in Harlem. It's a very lateral move.
Right. I was gonna say. Yeah. So getting arrested must be like an easy, easy experience for you. You're used to
growing
it.
Up.
Those two,
yes.
Those two cities.
Yeah, growing up. I had 12 arrests before I was 21.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was joking.
No, I'm quite a horrible person when I was a kid. I really liked drugs and alcohol. And then I was arrested once at 27, then I got sober.
Okay, all right. So what was your fave there? Was it alcohol or was it drugs?
Alcohol was my number one.
Oh, really?
Loved it.
Your drink of choice?
Anything that
that
would
had
work.
Alcohol.
Yeah, perfect. Listerine if I needed it. not quite that bad, but yeah. Well, yeah, it was.
Well, how bad was your drinking?
Really bad. Like, I would shake and crash cars and, fun stuff. I was arrested once after I bonged a fifth. My friend's like, you should beer bong a fifth. And I was young, so I'm like, yeah, it's what I should do. So I got on my knees and I beer bonged an entire fifth. Then I tap danced for 4 minutes. I told my girlfriend she had orangutan breasts. And then I fell through a glass table. And I awoke the next day to the police, who arrested me for drunken, disorderly, and property damage. And then I was sent to a mental hospital.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was good days. And then after that, to a rehab. It was fun.
Luckily, you didn't have intervention. So you got to skip one step.
We did have the, what was it called? The Scared Straight program briefly, where a guy looks at you. Oh yeah. They liked me. And
were you on any TLC shows thanks to that?
No, thankfully no. It was before really the boom of reality TV.
Okay, you could have been a star.
I know, it could have been huge. But now I'm just this.
But obviously things have worked out for you. Yes. I mean, you're a broadcast professional. You're a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
Are you married?
I am.
It's
good. We just did 12 years.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I gave her diamond earrings. Uh-huh. She gave me a homemade coupon for oral sex.
They're still doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
I think I still have a few unused from high school under my bed in a box
unfortunately,
somewhere.
Unfortunately, they always have an expiration date.
Yeah,
have you
noticed I got to check that out.
Yeah, it says will not work after menopause.
Yes. Oh, mine just said June of 07.
Like a colorful jelly pen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Any children?
Yeah, we have a 4-year-old.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, he just turned 4, which is amazing. All right. You know, I don't like showing people photos of him like this. We're living in a time where people are creepy.
All right.
My wife has a friend who will show pictures to anybody. Just look at my kid, picture my kid, see my kid, look at my kid, relax. You know, it's been 2 years. You're not going to find him. And he's 4 now, so he's got questions, and I don't know how to be honest with him. You know, I don't want to tell him, like, look, there's no such thing as happiness, so he'll find that on his own. But I went to take him to see my mom at the cemetery. She doesn't work there. She's dead. And she's in one of those mausoleums, and I'm like, this is your grandma. And he goes, that's a wall. I'm like, well, no, she's in the wall. And he goes, knock on it. Like, yeah, she's not going to answer, son. She's in heaven. He's like, is heaven in the wall? So I'm like, I shouldn't have brought you here. And I started asking my friends, I go, what do you do to explain this to a child, like mortality? And they said, get a goldfish.
Right.
That way, you know, it dies quick. You have the flush funeral, and then you can explain. But he didn't want a goldfish. He wanted a cat, which completely clogged up our toilet.
It was a fighter. I had to plunge it out and put it in piece by piece. But my son learned all about mortality and how to use a fillet knife. So, I mean, really, it was a good twofer.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
So how, you know, never been, having been addicted to anything other than candy, all right, how was the process? I mean, did you, you know, you went into, like, some home or something like that? And
yeah.
And scared straight, right? But since I got to understand scared straight for crime, I don't understand scared straight for alcohol.
They do it just because when you're young, they'll bring you through, like, the Wayne County Jail in Detroit, which is a lovely place.
Uh-huh.
Really the nicest people you can imagine. And they'll just threaten you, you know, with some level of violence, which I remember one time we were going through and this guy goes, like, how many times you've been taken down in your blank, Mr. James? And this guy goes, oh, I've been touched about 50. And then he just stared at me and was like winking at me. I'm like, this is creepy. And but they try to get it so you don't use, which when you're young, having prisoners yell at you just makes you want to do drugs. It's like watching the commercials where somebody's smoking through a hole in your neck and you're like, well, I don't want to quit. That was too much. You know, like, it's just
I need a cigarette after seeing that.
Yeah. And after a while, I finally got it together, but I had a breathalyzer put in my car.
Okay.
And I was wearing a tether, so I looked really good. And I had to take my mother-in-law to the airport with a breathalyzer in my car.
All right.
And she's
so,
not
like one of those breathalyzers you need to start the car?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Right.
And
all right.
We didn't tell her I had a DUI, so I had to take her to the airport, and I just have a blow starter.
All right.
And I go and I pick her up, and she's like, oh, thanks for the ride. I appreciate it. I'm like, it's not a problem. Don't worry about it. She's like, no, you're a good man. I'm like, I'm not. Don't worry about it. She's like, no, you're a good man for my daughter. And I'm just like, what does that do? I'm like, it starts the car. She's like, my car uses keys. I was like, this is a hybrid. She's like, what if it doesn't start when you blow into it? I was like, well, then you're going to have to blow into it. And then the most interesting rest for us, my brother and I, he's my twin brother.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's taller than me, but he has red hair, so I won. And he was hammered at a house party, and I wanted to bring him, I didn't want to bring him home all wasted. So I went to get food at a White Castle on 8 Mile in Detroit, which, if you're not familiar, high-end restaurant, gorgeous area. And we ordered a Crave case, which is a cardboard briefcase filled with hamburgers. So we're pulling out, my drunk brother just starts hucking cheeseburgers at this prostitute. Just hanging out the window, like, how much for a quickie, pap, die, you know? Which was hilarious right up until she pulled out her badge.
Oh!
It was a sting operation. If you could have seen the look on my dad's face when the prosecuting attorney read, would you bang us both for extra cheese? It was he was a proud papa.
Dan Landau is a Dan. Did it again. Yeah. Dave Landau.
It's fine. I look like a Dan.
Yeah, okay. That's your brother. Dave Landau is appearing tonight and tomorrow and Saturday at Helium Comedy. One show tonight, two shows for Friday and Saturday. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. You are a refreshing new comic to come into the studio for us.
Thank you, man.
So thank you so much for being here.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Shut up!
102.9 MGK.
Let's go to the phones. See if anybody has the correct answer for Elton Math. We'll start out this morning with David. Hi, David. How's it going?
Doing real good.
All right, David. I'm looking for an answer to this question. Take the number of songs on Mad Men Across the Water. Add to that the year that Honky Chateau was released. Subtract from that the year that Elton John was born, and divide it by the number of times Elton has been married. The answer is
11.333333333.
That, my
he
good
was
man,
three times.
That was that my man is incorrect. I'm sorry. Over to Seth. Seth, you know the numbers. All right, number of songs on Mad Men Across the Water.
The number of songs is 9.
Okay. Plus the year that Honky Chateau was released.
1972.
Minus the year that Elton John was born.
He was born in 47, so okay. That would be 34.
All right, and divide that by 2.
17.
Oh, I actually gave you the answer, didn't I? Or at least the answer on the last one. But 2 is the correct answer.
Well done,
he was not married 3 times. He was married 2 times. You, my good man, have the last pair of tickets to see Elton John in Philadelphia. You got to pick him up by tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. I hope you can do that.
I can do that.
Okay. Well, I had a feeling you would be able to. And now let's get to this. Oh, no, not that. This. Far too many buttons
in
that break.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent breed is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent green.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.